From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. President Trump says the U.S. military will no longer let transgender people serve in any capacity. In a string of Twitter comments on Wednesday, he said, after consultation with the military, he was ending acceptance of transgender people into the country's armed forces. His action drew an immediate rebuke from a leading group supporting transgender rights, as well as lawmakers who had favored last year's policy change by the Obama administration. Human Rights Campaign President Chad Griffin said, "I know transgender service members and vets who have done more to serve their country than Donald Trump has in his entire life." Congressman Steve Scalise was released from a Washington hospital Wednesday. After almost 6 weeks, he was critically wounded in an ambush shooting on a baseball field in Virginia. He's the third highest-ranking Republican in the House. Scalise was shot in the hip when a gunman attacked a group of Republican members of Congress who were participating in a baseball practice on June 14th. Leaders of the U.S. Central Bank say they are holding the key interest rate steady at a low level in a range between 1 and 1.25 percent for the time being. In a report Wednesday, Federal Reserve officials said the world's largest economy is growing at a, quote, moderate pace. The job market is improving, but inflation remains a bit low. Federal Reserve officials cut short-term interest rates to nearly zero during the financial crisis to boost investment and growth. They say the recovering economy no longer needs so much help. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington.